Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome back to OMG Step for season two. I'm Jamie.
I'm Krista.
And you today, go ahead.
No, Jamie, go. Guys are rusty. I'm sorry. Jamie, you go. My bad.
Today, we're doing an episode just kind of rounding out, talking about 2020, some look forwards. You guys seem to really love these episodes, or Krista and I just kind of go off the record and it's kind of train of thought. We just kind of have a conversation. We have some really fun episodes planned for you, though, for the future. We may have a guest or two on the podcast as well, so stay tuned. I'm not sure if we're going to post again on Fridays. This is just kind of a special, like, welcome back, happy new year Friday episode. I think we're going to still post on Tuesdays for the time being, but we'll see. Maybe we'll try another day. We'll surprise you all.
We might create some, yeah, like Jamie said, guys, we're going to keep it fresh this season. Don't forget, we're still new to this whole game, but it's fun, guys, and we really appreciate you listening along as we completed our first season so far, and the fact that that all was done during the core of the pandemic, and the fact that now it's like our conversations obviously could shift, but also just I feel like mine and Jamie's headspace about what we want to kind of discuss on the pod and use a platform for is kind of shifting as well. So like I said, always offer feedback, but we definitely have some cool things ahead for you. So don't leave now. Keep your ears pinned here.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know where we should start. Let's start. Krista, how was your holidays? Yeah. Since it's after the holidays, how was your Christmas?
Keep it cute. Just kidding.
Keep it cute.
The holidays were decent, I guess. You guys, I'm sure as many of you experience, you know, we all celebrate different things. You guys probably know Jamie and I discussed before. Jamie is Jewish. She does not celebrate Christmas a ton with her family. You honor other, like, what did you say? You said Hanukkah isn't really a big deal. It's kind of just like
Hanukkah
right now.
It's not a big deal, but I can talk about some like past traditions that I've done.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll briefly, with mine, I guess. So guys, I celebrate Christmas. So obviously for many people, it's very different this year. I shoot together with a decent chunk of my extended family, with a bunch of my cousins and my grandmother and all those things. So that could not take place as usual this year due to COVID, and also more so, guys, because I started a new job. I'm not going to like mention, I guess, here. Most people kind of know, but I started a new job 3 months ago now. It's crazy, but yeah, it's been almost 3 months ago now. I know, that crazy? Almost three. It was like October something-ish. So shortly after the pod kind of ended, guys, kind of basically another side chapter. So I'm still doing my fitness classes and everything, 305 style that Jamie obviously comes to and many of you guys are aware of. But I also started like a separate side job to kind of have, you know, some guaranteed income right now, in terms of there's so much unknown for many of us, friends, and the fact that I needed one sort of set job right now, aside from my health and fitness little projects, because it needed to be consistent income. Like, hello, got to have money coming in, got to stay afloat. As Jamie has some plans for the new year, I also have a lot of things I'm trying to kind of shape-shift for and plan for to kind of get back into where I want to be in my life. So the holidays were good. It's just obviously very simple this year. Also, just a lot of family time, overdosed. For those of you I know, unfortunately, some people couldn't see their family as they usually do because of where they live and the COVID guidelines, depending on their job and such. For me, I can't be with people outside of my household. I think the governor recently changed that. You could have like one other family that you see, but I'm still trying to keep it very careful because I spend time with an at-risk human that I love very much during all this time. So basically we spent time with my immediate family, and then we had my grandmother over following protocols with masks and safety to celebrate, because everyone has their own comforts, you guys. But I know personally, of course, we all know, Jamie and I have discussed mental health, how it's so important. So you have to kind of figure out what works best for you. And for our family, we just had to have my grandmother over, so she wasn't alone on Christmas Day. And that was really special and nice. And so kind of getting used to just like, you know, holidays and whatnot with more so extended family stuff. But otherwise, Jamie, it was good. It's just very strange. It almost like didn't seem like it was time for Christmas to happen, but it could be a year, you know?
I think the other thing I saw a lot on social media too is people were still having like big family gatherings, and a lot of people were very pissed off about that. I saw a lot of nurses and doctors being like, what are you doing? We're having the issue. A lot of hospitals are now having the issue again of there's no ICUs, there's no ICU beds. Hospitals are getting overcrowded again. The Instagram account, New York City, actually the girl who runs it posted something and she was like, not to be a Karen, but WTF, like,
yeah,
I don't understand. But I also get like, you know, it's hard and people want to see families. So yeah, like what I used to do for Hanukkah, the one big tradition we used to do is, because I've said before, it's not an important holiday. Passover, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, those are all much more important holidays. Hanukkah's really, it's the commercial holiday.
I was going to say, there's a commercialized one.
So, and also, can I just say something? Maybe this might go with our unpopular opinions episode. But I, as someone who grew up Jewish, not in a big Jewish area, I really appreciate when people just say happy holidays and not wish me a Merry Christmas, because part of me wants to shoot back happy Hanukkah at them, because you just can't assume, especially here in New York with so many different cultures, you really just can't assume that people just celebrate Christmas. So always better to just wish a happy holidays, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think maybe for anyone nowadays too, beyond like where exactly people live, you know, I think just a lot of people, it's like we live, I feel like more and more, right? Like as we discussed in other episodes, of course, too, guys, of how there's a lot of shifting modern terminology, right? And just like social, what did we say before? It's like not social, what's it called? The, you know what I'm thinking of? Like the proper terms for people,
like,
and stuff.
Pronouns and stuff.
Yeah. And like, I'm trying to think of what the term for that is. It's not like social issue. It's kind of social issue, I guess. Kind of. Yeah. Sure. I feel like I'm like labeling that wrong. And I apologize.
Some people live in houses where maybe one parent, you know, one parent's Jewish, one parent's Catholic, or one parent's Muslim, one parent's Jewish. Like, you know, people live in mixed households. I also grew up with a lot of kids who were Jehovah's Witness, and they don't celebrate those, and they don't even celebrate, you know, there's a lot of holidays they don't celebrate. And there were even activities like they couldn't participate in at school. So I just think it's nicer to say happy holidays. But anyway, I'll get off my box.
No, but that, Jimmy, that's like important thing and like key to share, honestly, because I mean, right. Especially from working in the public during this time, I mean, I haven't worked, I guess, in like a public job in terms of like a, like, what's it called? Kind of like, a typical, I guess, like everyone comes and goes kind of place, and not like an office situation, like scenario, or like a fitness space scenario, for honestly the longest time, since I went to high school, probably until recently. And people I know, especially the last couple of days, especially because I was working before Christmas and after Christmas and all kind of jazz, people a lot of times will say happy holidays. People will say whatever they say to me. I'm not offended in any way because I celebrate Christmas, but it's definitely a thing I think key, especially to be aware of, like for us younger generations to know, like we need to be aware, especially as like generations come up and up and up. It's so different than how it used to be. It's not like a blanket term for all. Right. It's like, you know, I just kind of say happy Mary.
My mom, did Jamie come home for Christmas? And my mom was like, no, I'm Jewish. We don't celebrate Christmas. My mom just like shot it back at them.
Well, can be offensive to me, I'm sure, for you guys too, if you hear it all the time. Especially when, like, you don't believe in it, slash not your religion, slash like it's more than just like, oh, it's like people assume that everyone celebrates it, but it's more of kind of like it goes back to the core values of each family too, and how you choose.
So for Hanukkah, like my most synagogues have like a big menorah, or it's really a Hanukkah.
I love that word.
A menorah has less candles. A Hanukkah has the full four on each side, the shamash in the middle. So most synagogues like have these big menorahs outside of their synagogues. We have one, and we're one of the only, my hometown synagogue is one of the only ones in our area. So every year, you know, we do a big lighting outside, and we get a lot of dignitaries, local dignitaries who come. We have a very good relationship with a lot of politicians. So this year they were like, well, what do we do? My rabbi is actually very high risk as a person. So when they do in-person services, only my dad and like two other people are in the synagogue with him, and they all have to wear masks. So this year they were like, well, what do we do? So they did a virtual lighting, and we still got dignitaries to come, which was great. They like, we invited people, and they were like, absolutely, of course we'll come. Like, we have a good relationship with the fire department because we had a very big fire in my synagogue when I was younger. And they did like everything to save all the religious artifacts and stuff. Like, we have a Torah that was from the Holocaust in our synagogue. They were able to save that, like all these things. So they always come. Our mayor came. We had like, there's one of the Suffolk County guys, Steve Ballone. If you guys know who Steve Ballone is, he's from my hometown. My mom has known him for a really long time. So like, he came, of course, and he was like, and he made a statement. He's like, oh, we need to go to town hall after this and light the menorah at town hall, by the way, because I don't think anyone's lighting it. So that was always like my big tradition when I was in school. And we used to do like a Hanukkah, I forgot what they called it, but we would do instead for one day, because we used to do Hebrew school Sunday mornings and Wednesday afternoons, and Sunday morning, the week of Hanukkah, We called it like the Hanukkah Institute. And basically, like, my dad and a bunch of the other dads and members, we would do different activities. So we would do like, maybe we'd make one, we had one person who owned a tile company, and the dad brought in like all these tiles, and we made menorahs like out of different tiles and stones.
That's so cool.
And that was really cool. And then we would, of course, make latkes. And then there was like another one we would.
Jamie, do you want to say what are latkes? Potato pancakes?
Yes. So latkes essentially are potato pancakes. It's basically like a giant hash brown. and traditionally in Judaism, you eat it. And some people like them with onions. That's how we used to make them at my synagogue. We used to make them with like shredded potatoes and onions and oil. They're very fattening. It's basically just shredded potatoes fried in oil. And traditionally you eat them with sour cream or you eat them with applesauce. Ooh, I personally just like mine with ketchup.
Jamie's a different version of it.
I just like it with ketchup. I mean, potato pancakes are great. I'm never really in the mood for them. I prefer a knish, to be honest, round knish. If you don't know what a knish is, go Google it. It's basically like mashed potato inside of doughy bread. There's also a fried version, but the round ones are the best ones, not the fried square ones.
Jamie, when you mentioned that, I love it because, like, side little thing, like, for those, this is maybe not, people, those who celebrate, they're not Jewish or not, but Jamie, in, obviously Adam Sandler is Jewish. In Big Daddy, he's ordering in the city, like, can I have hot dogs with knish? And that's what made me think of, I never, Jamie, actually knew, I think I knew what they looked like, but I wasn't sure if that was correct or not. Like a little, like, potato dough thing.
Yeah, there's two types. So, like, the square ones are fried. I've never actually had one, but my parents were like, no, we don't eat the fried ones. Wow. It's the round ones it's literally, the best way I can describe it is, like, if you took, like, mashed potatoes, put it in a ball shape and fried it in dough, or baked it in dough. Actually, it's baked it in dough. And that's essentially like what it's like. And if you eat it with ketchup or mustard, it's really good.
It's kind of like almost like a French fry puff. That kind of makes sense in an abstract way, because potato and it's fried, but it's like not a French fry at all.
The round ones are baked. I shouldn't say.
Oh, sorry.
They're
baked.
Not fried. I said that wrong. They're not fried. It's almost like a croissant, not a croissant dough, but it's like a pastry dough almost, which is like, I guess, like the best way to describe it. Like, it's like when you just try and describe babka, like babka is not really a cake. It's like croissant doughy. It's like that flaky doughy with the chocolate spread in the middle.
Yes, okay.
Cinnamon bun, like a croissant. Like it's you know, I don't know. We make
it
for ourselves. But on Christmas Eve, a longtime family friend of ours used to do a Christmas celebration, and there was another Jewish family she would invite, and we would just go to their house and have dinner and hang out. And I went to high school with her nieces and nephew. I'm very good friends with her daughter and her son. Her daughter has great in-laws that would come over as well. And we would just have like a fun little, you know, kind of get together. It got kind of old as like we got older as kids. And we haven't done it the last 2 years because my friend got married. My friend whose mom hosted, she got married 10 days before Christmas last year. So it was just like a lot of stress in that time period. I don't remember as a kid doing the whole Chinese. I remember going to the movies. I don't know if we always ate Chinese food though, but I remember seeing Into the Woods on Christmas with my parents. So we would sometimes go to the movies. And then this year, my parents ordered Chinese. This year I had leftover kosher tuna and deli stuff. I love that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that's what I usually would do. And you eat donuts on Christmas. It's called sufganiyot, and it's jelly. It's really a jelly donut. That's the traditional food that you eat. There's a funny video of Gal Gadot on Jimmy Fallon, and he can't pronounce it for his life, and she's laughing the whole time because she thinks it's hilarious. But she is like essentially teaching him about sufganiyot, and I love Gal Gadot. She's like the ultimate Jewish woman. So anyway.
And she's Wonder Woman. Hello. Jamie, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's a badass. So.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, those are my traditions. I stayed here in my apartment. I watched some, I have on one of my, part of my favorites today, I have a docuseries I'm going to recommend to you guys. But I just watched a lot of different stuff. I finished, I have so many favorites that I had to break it out for the next four episodes. So one of them I'll mention on the later episode, but I was binge watching a TV show, so I finished that. I also was still working a little bit, so, and the city was nice and quiet. That was kind of creepy, though, how quiet. The city was, like, eerily quiet.
Because it's not usually that quiet on Christmas. Like, a lot of the tourists come in, and maybe the locals go out of town for Christmas, you know?
A lot of tourists come in specifically for both New Year's Eve as well as Christmas Eve, I would say, which is very expensive to do in New York City. I mean,
yes,
people plan these things out in, like, a year in advance. It's very, very expensive. It's also very expensive to come here during Thanksgiving because some people rent hotel rooms to watch the parade.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was really quiet. I went walking on Christmas Day. The only busy part of the city, now I live on the east side of Manhattan, which in general tends to be very quiet. But even a lot of families weren't really out, which was kind of surprising. And I walked by the tree, and no joke, that was like that whole block radius of Rockefeller Plaza was the only busy part of Manhattan that I saw. Everything else, like not even Bryant Park, was very busy.
Yeah.
And they were still open for ice skating. So,
Jamie, I know. I think Jamie had mentioned to me, guys, too, before, for those who don't know, you used to, guys, previously, if you're in the city, you could just go up to the tree whenever you wanted. It was never like an appointment situation. Jamie says now, currently, you have to schedule, Jamie, you said, like a visit to go up close.
Schedule like a time to go up close, and which in a way is kind of good because the crowd there is so intense. And it's a huge, I mean, they have a ton of security because, you know, that's a terrorist situation right there.
No, 100%. You know?
So yeah. I think in a way it's kind of a good idea because it allows for crowd control in general. And it allows my mom, who worked at 30 Rock, you know, for about 5 years, she said working there during the holidays was the absolute worst because you literally couldn't go out of the building to get lunch. She's like, thank God there was like food courts built inside 30 Rock. She said for the whole day, like as soon as you walked in, you did not leave work until you had to go home because you couldn't get out of the building. That's how crowded it would be.
Yeah. Dude, I believe that though.
And but it's also, like working near Times Square. I mean,
the only
time I ever saw Times Square not busy was when I worked on New Year's Eve and I took the bus to work. I got off and I was like, oh my God, there's like, no, it's completely blocked.
Yeah. Jimmy, no, I was going to say is that like two things. A, guys, like for those, I'm saying this like obviously pre-COVID, like pre-now, but back when I was in the city, obviously, when I lived in Hell's Kitchen, Jamie, I would just walk over, you know, from like 11th Avenue over to the tree, like 5 avenues or so, maybe 6 or so. And honestly, the best time, friends, 11:30 or midnight, it would still be busy, but like it was honestly not as crowded, like 12 to 1-ish. Not like I'm a freak, but like, yes, I'm out late at night alone. It was not a scary part of New York City. Guys, if you live there, it's kind of like super cash. Depends on what you're doing. But you know, because also like that Magnolia on the corner, I think, was also open pretty late. You know what I mean? Because everyone's in the area, I'm saying in general. So I was like, you know, maybe grab something afterwards. But it was a great time staying to see the tree when it wasn't as busy, friends. And Jimmy, yeah, Times Square, only time I went to Times Square when it wasn't busy was when I would walk up. We were on campus at FIT, like freshman, sophomore year, no joke. When I would walk up to like, would go to Lincoln Center to volunteer Fashion Week for like 12-hour days, like 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Only time is when it was quiet was like a Saturday or Sunday morning at like 6 something in the morning. And it's beautiful. I love that energy.
Like, no day, like one of the coolest times to go to Times Square, honestly, is if you can go at like midnight, 1 a.m. in a way, or like 2 a.m. Like there were nights where I would go to Don't Tell Mama with our French's guys. Don't Tell Mama's an amazing cabaret bar, a great, great, great theater bar. And it's in Hell's Kitchen, and my friends and I would walk across to get cabs where it was a little bit busier, and it was always like a great time to be in Times Square because it'd be like midnight, 1 a.m. by the time we got there. So yeah, and it's really cool if you can go late at night because it's, you know, you can really see the lights a lot better, and you get, you know, the true feeling of why Times Square is like the center of the universe in a way.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was going to say, Jamie, oh yeah, it made me think of another place, but like, it's not, Don't Tell Mama, because I never went there with you. But Jamie, this other place that I went to for like my birthday, I don't think you went that year. If you did, I think you went somewhere else before. I forgot the situation. It was some bar like this was back when I was like freshly after Alice's. Maybe this was after we just barely graduated, or like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out timeline of it. Cause like you and I feel like we're close, but I don't know why. I feel like I know you weren't there. I had like only a couple coworkers like from Alice's Teacup kind of come, but it was at some bar. I swear it was called like Something Monkey. And it's, Jamie, it's kind of like off of Broadway. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the 50s.
Okay.
Like above where Letterman and stuff is, like there's like random little side street. I'm saying
Yes.
little bars, like one of those little bars. And it was a really cute spot. They had two floors and really good music. And I can't think of what it was called, but like you weren't there. It wasn't like Sam's there. It was like literally a bunch of people, like coworkers of mine from Alice's Teacup. Like my friend Sammy was there, my old coworker Kelly and stuff. And it was like a really cute little bar. I'm saying I think that area has like hidden gems. Like don't tell mama you said, which is cute.
Yeah,
I love
no, that
that.
area does. Yeah, and Chris and I are going to do an episode about talking more about our favorite places in New York. Yeah.
We have a lot of content on that for you guys.
We do. We do. I actually walked through Times Square the other day. That's I walked through, and then speaking of like very back on our topic of 2020, I had the thought of, everyone was masked, but like, should I have walked through Times Square? I wasn't in big crowds. I had a mask on. You start to, I think that's something that's definitely happened this year, where you start to like overthink, your safety and your health. And every time you feel sick, you wonder, oh my God, did I get it? Did I get it? Did I not get it? You're taking your temperature and you're checking your oxygen and all that crazy stuff.
Jimmy,
I don't
you've been
know.
checking your oxygen?
I haven't. My mom has a pulse ox though, and
Oh,
my
geez, yeah.
dad had a situation where like his oxygen was low and he had to go to City MD, but he didn't have COVID. He was negative and his oxygen was fine when he got there. I think he was having like sort of like a panic attack, which that happens like when you get panic attacks, like your breathing gets weird, you can't, you feel like you can't breathe, feel like you're suffocating. But yeah, but since 2020 has progressed, I do know more and more people, unfortunately, who have caught COVID. Some people have recovered, some people it's hard for them, but yeah, oof. Anyway, what
The
are some
cases.
positives that came out for you though from
The
2020 this
positive this year. I mean, yeah, I've been kind of like thinking about this, I feel like, for a little bit, because like I feel like I usually do a post at the end of the year about this, but then it's also like people have been doing posts kind of now about it, and it's like I never even know, like, A, we all have to do what's best for ourselves, and it's also like it's tough because I definitely know that on my social I'm very positive. I know like as a human I'm mainly positive, but like internally I have not been feeling that way lately for a lot. And it's just been I've been like really internally critical. I've had a lot of surrounding stuff with different relationships in my life, close to home, but also like extended sort of things which have not been super great. So I've kind of been like trying to figure out and working with my therapist and such to kind of figure out just like different, I guess, ways to handle things. Because I think what we've learned this year is, I mean, in 2020, of how valuable life, of course, is too. And like, I learned that with my surgery in different ways, of course, too, with my strokes and everything. And back in 2018, like, I still have not felt like I'm back up to human, normal, kosher snuff. So, I guess to what I feel like, how I used to kind of like do life and function and follow along and just like financially be. And I feel like I'm still not even there yet. And it's been almost 3 years. Like, I'm definitely close to getting there, but it's just still taking time. And that's been really hard for me personally. But I think this year I've kind of learned, I think I've talked to you, Jenny, about, if not a couple of recent friends and some phone calls. I really learned this year who deserve who sorry everyone may have said the wrong word who I who like I who I want in my life, I guess that makes sense. And not even in like a black and white sense, kind of sense of like, listen, I've learned throughout, like, I think especially in life, Jamie and I guys have discussed, we're both 28 now. You guys, when you get to a certain point in life, especially like late 20s kind of thing, you go through what they call Saturn return. Like, it's like a big, like, beyond quarter life crisis, Jamie, 25-year-old caca craziness. There's extra additional kind of things, guys, in your late 20s where you're kind of like, people like Jamie have discussed, guys, you either shift careers, you kind of like shift identities, you kind of figure out, who belongs in your life, who doesn't. And I think also I've really learned, especially this year, Jamie, like, if certain people, I guess, maybe even just like certain aspects of my life, if they're in for the whole thing of like, are they there for a reason, season, or a lifetime? Like, I've really just think been heavy on that part of it. So I've kind of things like been deep thought about that in this year, and I've definitely learned a lot this year about A, how resilient I am, because I have no joke, guys, I've had five different jobs this year, like no joke, which is like fine, but it's also not, because that's, I mean, they say that the biggest stressors in life are like moving or like changing jobs and like something else, right? Or like going to school or something else. I feel like it's like a big stressor, big three, getting married maybe, and that's not happening right now. So like, you know what I mean? And that's not on my immediate radar. But I think Jamie also and I, like her and I discussed, guys, with a lot of people I know close to me and Jamie's life who they've either gotten married this year or like had plans to get married and then they eloped or just like they're having babies. It's all part of growing up, guys. I think it's gonna get getting harder and just like in our brains. I know the comparison trap is getting pretty bad in my own head sometimes, and that like drives me nuts. But it's just like me being frustrated where I thought I'd be at the time in my life and where I am. It's a lot of like, just kind of, I think, trying to figure out personal acceptance and 2020 realize what have I been thankful for? Like, I've been able to spend more time with my grandmother, which means the world to me. And the fact that even though it has not been great at most times, I've been able to see my family more, which is a pro and a con, depending on the day. And just the fact that, I don't know, it's like I've learned, I think, also more of what I enjoy doing in life. And also, I feel like maybe to me, in little ways, kind of learning like my strengths, if that makes sense. And I feel like if you experience that at all for yourself, kind of figuring out what you've learned that you're really good at, or like what you know, this is like you're doing something that like you're skilled at or you're well versed at and it feels right. And other things maybe that just like you know to take a back seat to because they're not your main things to go for in life, maybe.
Yeah. Also, with Krista talking about people coming in and out of our lives, we did a whole episode about friendships. So if you guys want to listen to that, I think it's like episode 8. We did a whole.
But you remember thing. The number, Jamie. So good.
yeah. So for me, like, I realized this the other day at work. I think I've become a lot better at problem solving.
Nice.
Like I've become a lot better at seeing there's an issue and thinking, you know, how do I go about it? That's the one thing with this year. Like, I've been so more immersed in my job probably than ever, because it's more of like a, you know, a 12-hour thing now instead of an 8-hour thing. But I've really had to recognize, you know, what am I good at work? What am I not good at? What skills can I improve? And the other day there was like an issue and I just went like head on to be like, okay, how do we solve this? Who do I reach out to? You know, what is the issue at hand here? We had a lot of tech problems at my job recently. So everyone's had to be like a problem solver and help out and whatnot. So I think I've learned that. I think I've learned to recognize, like, to really know like when I'm not in a good state of mind and when I need to like decompress. Because that's something I've struggled with for sure this year, is like getting a lot of pent up anxiety. And then when that happens with me, like, I just kind of like shut down and I don't talk to people. I don't text. I'm moody. I'm grumpy. I take it out on other people. So I think I've had to really recognize with myself, like, when I'm not in that good stage and I need to kind of like walk away from certain things and really just like have my downtime. Like, honestly, having an extended weekend this past weekend was amazing. And it felt so good to not have to do anything and to have an extra day to truly like relax. And, you know, work was slowing down and it was just really needed for me. I think I've also recognized like I need to consistently work out for sure, like to keep my health up, to keep my weight down. That's like another thing that I've had to work with. Like, I worked with my therapist a lot this year on like overeating and things like that, because I'll be honest, like when I'm alone, when I'm not at my parents' house, like sometimes I just get out of control and I have to take control of myself. And that's been difficult. And I've had to recently do that, cause I gained a few pounds and I don't want to gain my weight back. So I've had to do that. And I've had to also take control of my finances. Like Krista said, with moving was really stressful. I was negotiating a lease renewal with my management company, trying to get my rent down, trying to get fixes in my apartment. My parents were pressuring me to just move into a bigger apartment for not that much more money. And I was like, I don't think I need a bigger apartment. Like, yes, a one bedroom would be great, but I don't, but then I'm going to spend more money buying more furniture and it's still going to be more rent. You know, if I'm going to move anyway to LA, like, yeah, was it disappointing I didn't get to move to LA this year? Sure. But maybe this is a sign that I'm not supposed to be in LA right now. You know, now LA is the freaking epicenter of this disease. So it's probably better I'm not there right now. But then what came out of that was, okay, I got my rent decreased. The housing market's really good here in New York. So my parents and I were like, hey, let's make some serious financial decisions here for the next year. Like, maybe I might be able to own a property finally in the next year or two. So yeah, that's my little ramble.
No, but I think it's like, it's definitely, I think, been a defining year for a lot of people, right? And it's like, I mean, I know this is how I look at it. I mean, even though, guys, yes, and Jamie and I've discussed on previous episodes, guys, of course, and I know, especially for those who have lost people this year, unfortunately, due to COVID or for other circumstances, just because of life being shitty and the course of life ends eventually for all of us, you know, the fact that it can be heavy, especially during a lot of times of stress, to have additional like losses and things like that happen. But I know at the end of the day, a lot of this that happened this year, it's good, I think, in the long run, because it's like, hopefully Jamie and I discussed, guys, about, you know, some of the beyond the political and social stuff. Hopefully people's like minds are a little bit more aware and expanded. I'd hope, Jamie, after a lot of the crap really this year we talked about. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
hopefully we all have a little more awareness, guys, of not only different people, I'm saying, coming from different places and having different opinions and thoughts and operation styles, but also, guys, about being able to, I think, also really value health. And that is obviously key for me, being health and fitness. But it's just the fact that for all of us, guys, I learned in my surgery, I know everyone's learned different times of their life, but it's like life is so limited and stuff like that. And the fact that there's so much that we can do and there's so much that we don't have control over too. And it's kind of just like really trying to find the balance somehow in the middle of what you can do for yourself at the moment and what you had no control over and have to lean back on, because that's the hard part for me when you can't control a lot of things. And of course, you know, and Jamie too, we all had certain plans for this year. And a lot of them, unfortunately, maybe couldn't happen because of COVID, because of finances, because of job adjustment, because of who knows what. You know what I mean? Just like happening with everything.
Yeah.
And it's just that. And it definitely like takes a toll on things too, because I'm not someone who – I know I feel like a lot of people in particular who they usually travel a lot. That's like a big escape for them. I'm not someone who travels all the time. I don't have tons of expendable income, disposable income that way to like jump ship constantly. And those people I know are having their own kind of pain right now because they're like – oh, I can't go anywhere, like trying to deal with stuff. But I know for a lot of us, just the fact that we can't, you know, for me, Jimmy, a big thing, of course, not being able to see you guys, I'm saying, visit you guys this year and stuff, and you and a couple of my other friends who are still in the New York area, because it's just tough when I have a lot of my closer friends outside of where I currently live. And even though I 100% will be moving next year, don't know where, don't know exactly what's happening, trying to figure all that out, but I'm putting that in the universe, guys, because I'm jumping ship, and it's happening in 2021. Somehow, some way, something, there's a lot of kind of things I've been trying to figure out for a while. So it's definitely happening at some point. The thing is, I feel like after this year, it's just like it, I think definitely has like lit an additional engine in me to like get things done, make myself happy and do what feels right in this time of my life.
Yeah. I was going to say, I felt a lot of work pressure this year because I got promoted right before COVID happened. So I felt like there was pressure for me to have to like prove myself that I was worthy of this job and I was worthy of them wanting to relocate me and putting, you know, giving me these extra resources. And with COVID, I just felt like I had to really prove myself as a worker and as a person. And that was not the easiest to deal with. So.
Especially because Jamie, I feel like you were, I don't know if you want, I guess I don't even get into a lot of this if you don't want on the pod, but Jamie also guys involved a lot, like training people and just like, Jamie, you have a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different things I feel like in your job where it's like you work a lot of different people in different capacities, and that's a whole other ball game, guys, and you're not in person with somebody.
Yeah, training
different coasts, different coasts.
Was just in general over video was hard, and it's so hard to train someone who is taking over your old role because you've been in that. I was in that role for 2 years, and I knew what I was doing. I felt like I did a very good job with my role. I had set stuff happening, and now this new person comes in, and it's really hard for me to not be like critical or step in, because I'm the kind of person where I tell this to Krista all the time, I don't ask for help a lot because I just want it done and I want it done right and I want it done in a timely manner. So this is why, like, even with my apartment, like I was so like, I want to email them now, I want to get it done now. My parents were like, we don't have to get it done now, you have time. And I was like, I want it done. I like things done. I like things crossed off my list. I'm a very deadline-driven person. And it's very hard when you have, you know, someone new come in and you have to go, you're back at step one. You have to think, you know, you have to teach people what you did. And that's kind of hard because I was in this bubble and I was very self-sufficient. And I, you know, I had my ways of doing things and I have to teach this person, but maybe my ways don't work for that person. And doing it over video is ridiculous. And it would have been so much easier if I was in an office with this person, they're sitting next to me, they can see what I do hands-on, you know, it would meetings that could have, you know, there's a whole saying that this meeting could have been an email, you know,
yeah,
there are so many, we've experienced that this year. But at the same time, what's really insane about this year is it showed how many people's jobs like don't have to be in person and how much you can get done just from being all virtual. And also some people really like being all virtual. Some people like working from home. Some people don't like the socializing of being in an office. I couldn't believe that it got to a point where I was like, wow, I actually like miss being kind of being in an office. Like I missed my tea time with my coworkers, my 3 o'clock tea time. That was a big deal for us. That was a set thing every day, 3 o'clock tea time. You know, that was our breaking point. But it's also been nice in a way, speaking of like the whole virtual stuff, there's so many people that I would just have phone calls with. And now I'm on like group chats with them and I can see their faces. Like there's one girl, I swear we have been working together for probably almost 3 years. And the other day I got on a call and she was like, oh my God, I'm finally seeing your face and who you are. Like we're finally meeting. She's like, we've been emailing each other for years. I'm like, I know, this is crazy. So
that's awesome.
Like, cool things like that have happened. So yeah.
That's a good moment though, Jamie. I like that.
Yeah, those are always fun moments. But I also think too, like I've gotten to know what's nice too, like the girl that I was training, like I've gotten to know her somewhat on a personal level because we chat about like she likes playing The Sims and I told her, I was like, oh my God, I started playing The Sims again. And she was like, oh my God, you have to get this pack and this pack and la-di-da. So like, I've gotten to know her a little bit on a personal level and it's also been nice to see other people during this time get promoted in my organization who truly deserved it. And there's a bunch of us that kind of all got promoted this year. And it's been really nice to kind of grow with those people too.
I love that. Well, I guess you mean how I can like relate to that too. I mean, I haven't kept this a secret. Obviously, I teach 305 fitness. I'm a certified 305 fitness instructor. And I guess like Jamie, guys, you're talking about certain like digital stuff, very separate because that for a full-time job, doing that all online, I think is a different kind of pickle to navigate for sure. But for me, I think I've really been so grateful that I was able to become certified to teach 305. I think that, like in May or so, like one week in May, I did like a training program and became certified after I passed and everything. And the cool thing about that is, like Jamie had mentioned, similar but different about how there are hundreds of thousands of people, guys, who are certified. They're actually internationally for 305. And a lot of people, guys, like most of them are women, but there are men too, which is amazing. It's a bunch of different people of all different shapes and sizes, beautiful colors, and awesome humans in general that exist in this world. And the cool thing is we've never met in person, but there are honestly a handful of them that I will text frequently. I will chit-chat about classes and their experience and their community and how they're kind of going, especially during these times, because a lot of us essentially jumped on this bandwagon where I tried to become 305 certified. Honestly, I think I mentioned before like a year or so ago, but just like timing didn't work out and everything when I had been accepted into going to the in-person training. But then the fact that, guys, I wouldn't have had the experience of these people that I'm having right now. And I'm so grateful for that. You know what I mean? Just like of learning so many things. And of course, I've had to navigate a lot of challenges this year and navigating and figuring out kind of how to separate business and pleasure with certain people as needed. And then also trying to figure out how as like an independent small business owner in a very small, minuscule, but still important sense, the fact that when it comes to pricing your classes yourself and just, you know, navigating Zoom, of course, and technology and kind of meeting people's needs in different levels, especially when it's all kind of like all the sales and marketing aspects are all digital. That also Jamie said too, like, you know, you learn how much we're so thankful, guys, we have so much internet access and social connection that we have now, because if we didn't have any of this before this virus, we would all be so mentally and emotionally like smush inside and not knowing how to function, because it would affect people a lot more than people are realizing, I think, right now.
Yeah. I'm also thankful for Krista's classes because they helped me lose 3 pounds.
So, which is huge, Jamie. That's insane.
Like that was my 2020 positive.
So insane.
And Krista was a big help, and I had to go on weird diets, and she was able to help me get like information about that from her nutrition school and other things. And but yeah, like her classes are consistent, and that's been very helpful during this time. But also, like you said, with technology, I have a group of girls that I'm friends with from college, and we're still very close. And just trying to schedule in-person happy hours before COVID was like a whole thing. Like it's a group text message of like 8 people. And like, well, I can't do Thursday. Well, I can do Tuesday. I can do Wednesday. You know, it was like a whole thing. So now it's easy where it's like, okay, guys, we're all in different places. Some of us are now in different places. Like one person's in California, one person's in Boston. Some people don't live in Manhattan. So I just hung up on whichever parent was calling me. So I was saying with the Zoom happy hours, like what's nice is now we can all just text each other and be like, okay, where is every, you know, can we do a Zoom Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 p.m. Zoom happy hour, la-di-da. And it's allowed us to like still stay connected with each other, because half the time we would try in person and it just never worked out. Or maybe like 4 people could make it and then like the rest couldn't. So
yeah, but I think that's the huge part too, guys, with Zoom, of course, is the fact that, you know, it's like obviously there's two sides to it too, of like, are we on digital overload because you've all been, you know, basically right. socializing via screens the whole year, and people, are we going to forget how to interact as humans in person? I don't know. That is to be determined, I guess, right now. Joking, but kind of half serious, because some people, honestly, Jimmy, you said again, everyone has their own anxiety, guys. Some people literally have, maybe they had it before the pandemic or even more so now, social anxiety. And also just like some people honestly like don't have human functioning skills and don't interact in person for different reasons, of course. But the thing is, at the end of the day, guys, it is such an invaluable skill to be able to communicate in person with someone, with a, like a live action person, especially if like we're so digitized right now. So just like it depends. But also to me, that's been, I know, huge too with classes too, and just in general how I've had certain people that maybe I haven't seen their face in person very consistently at all the last 3 years since I moved back home. It's been so great seeing their face, or even just like other people that, like I said, some people I said that joined my classes are old friends that have not lived, me and this person have not lived in the same location in probably 6 or 7 years, and yet now we're closer than ever, which is amazing, and I love that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think, guys, yeah, just realizing the importance of socialization and just in general how much people need people. Even though I know Jamie, I feel like, has, like, everyone's different. My sister's the same way. It's like everyone has their own kind of threshold of how much people time they can do to kind of, like, be okay.
Oh, same. I'm the exact same way. Like when I was younger, especially, I would get very socially overwhelmed and I didn't want to be around people. But even the Zoom fatigue, like honestly, guys, that's one of the reasons why we ended up hosting on Tuesdays instead of Fridays, was because I just had computer fatigue of being on my computer. And then I didn't really want to edit the podcast and go on my personal computer for another like hour and a half. So that's why we ended up hosting on Tuesdays, because it kind of allowed us like extra time to record, and then gave us like a week to edit and stuff. So but yeah, it's definitely very, very real. But yeah.
Well, that's why also blue light blocking classes help. No, I'm just kidding. They don't solve world peace, but like they're also helpful. No screen time. Yeah. Little tip, little plug there. But no, my yeah. Amazon and they're great. So
you mentioned for 2021, you're going to move. What are some other things that you're going to do?
Definitely gonna be moving. Moving, guys, meaning like I've been with my family back home, in my family childhood home the last 3 years. Definitely gonna be venturing out back independently again 2021, somehow, some way, at some point in the year. 100% it's happening. It's just like it's so set in stone in my brain. I wanted to be this year ideally, and of course it couldn't, but also just like other things came up for me personally too, financially, where it wasn't an option regardless of the virus. But then I think also Jamie, 2021, guys, don't forget, I had signed up for the Vermont City Marathon to run it this past May. Obviously that was postponed, and you know, because of COVID canceled. They actually had changed it, Jamie, so that way I'm technically still signed up to run 2021. But the thing is, as of right now, I'm sorry, there's no way they're going to have a race in May 2021. Like, there's no way they're going to. And I'm honestly, I think also part of my big part of my my year, I think, for me is kind of figuring out, okay, I am still a worthy person if I don't run a marathon in my life. And I know that may sound like, okay, of course, duh. But you guys, to me, I always thought I need to complete a full, because I've done two halves and I consider myself an athletic person. I teach fitness. Like, I have enough imposter syndrome as it is. I was never athletic in school. I was kind of just like the kid doing the homework and getting on top of my schoolwork and doing a ton of things and leadership and track captain and all these things. But I never considered myself kind of like an active person. Or sorry, athletic person. I'm saying I was kind of just always active. Maybe everyone's like, that's so false, but I'm like, yo, that's my own internal perspective of myself. And so I, next year, I was at first thinking, oh, it'd be cute to like still run the marathon while I'm home. I think honestly, if they give us the option again to like postpone it or just like let them absorb the payment and they'll use it for like the city, I obviously rather not, because it wasn't cheap to run the race. But you know, at this point, I don't really want to be training for a full neck, especially with my classes too. Like I only have 3 or 5 twice a week, but also like with my new job, it's very physical. I don't want to overextend myself. And also like I know what it takes to marathon train. I was training for my first full during this time last year. And honestly, even though, you guys, I have most respect for people who do a full marathon, I personally don't have the mental capacity to dedicate 4 hours literally on a weekend to practice for a full. And I get it. It takes dedication. I put those hours in there. But, like, I thankfully had never gotten up to my training of double digits yet. Like, or sorry, I had not gotten up to, like, mid-double digits. And also, like, figuring out water and stuff. Like, I'd rather just run a half a couple different times in cool cities and, like, be done with it. Like, I just enjoy that a lot more. And so next year, I would love, Jamie, maybe to like run another half in a cool location. We shall see. I can't really plan that, I guess, because like just like depends on like location, life, and money. But I mean, the last 2 times I ran my half, we ran different half marathons. That was in Brooklyn when I was in the city, and then went to Nashville, and that was like the best thing ever, and I loved it. And just also, guys, just so fun. I think also like to see a race. To see a new city on the run. That's really fun for me. So I did kind of challenge myself that way. But I guess like physical goals, I personally just want to like get back into a good balance, I guess. Because I feel like right now, I kind of like haven't taken care of myself the way I know I want to when it comes to health and fitness. So I'm trying to figure that out, I think, for next year to make sure that I am taking care of myself and somehow still getting in like my own fitness. Because fitness for me is so mental. And I feel like I haven't got a lot of that in for myself this year with a lot of different like things. I feel like I haven't taken time aside from my classes to like work on myself in terms of like actively. And so that's like personal things. I want to get my arms back up to still. I'm trying to still go back for the pre-surgery surf set arms that like I had for so long. And that's a personal thing. That's just like, I don't know, I really want to get my strength back, especially for my back. Because I've noticed lately too, I've had like some strange back like discomfort, which is not my favorite. So That's what my 2021 plan is. Beyond that, it's also, like I said, beyond being independent, being somewhere else, like I said, just like I just want to be able to be on my own again and just feel like the badass that I felt for so long when I was working full-time. I had a solid job in the city for 2 years after a lot of like ups and downs and was like living on my own and like had cool weekends of like getting runs in, seeing friends, like going out dancing. But also it's all pre-COVID stuff, so who knows what'll happen, you know what I mean? But it's just like, I don't know, it's just I miss having a life like that. And also, I also hate driving and I just really don't want to be in a car at all times in my life for the rest of time. So I'm trying to kind of orchestrate that as well. And also warmer temperature, because just like, it's not even that bad here right now in Vermont, but like, I had no tolerance for cold weather. It really just drives me nuts, especially after since back surgery. I'm just so sensitive to it. I'm just like a baby. I'm like, I don't like it when it's cold. So that's like such small things. I feel like I haven't outlined it all. I have this to plan some life domination. Jamie got me an awesome journal, guys, for Christmas. That's amazing. And so I'm gonna make some notes in there, and I need to like outline some stuff for myself because I have such a cluster in my brain of expectations and plans, especially when I feel like, are we even allowed to plan anymore? It's like, yes, but it's also maybe just like what people have said, Jamie, what's they make an adjusted goal list almost, I guess.
I really don't plan ahead, to be honest.
You never have for anything, really?
Like vacations. And like finances, like I just kind of adapt. My whole thing is my mom's always told me you just got to go with the flow of life.
Such an air sign. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Go with the flow. Also, don't worry about your marathon stuff. My mom ran the New York City Marathon when she was 50 years old.
I know, which is, that's so insane. That's amazing. Cause like, damn, I know you always tell me that, but it's still just like, dude, I'm saying there's not like a timeline, not like an expiration date on it, but it's like I always like, oh, do it before I'm 30. And it's like, Jamie, we're getting close. You know what I mean? So it's just, and there's no deadline.
I know a lot of people who've done marathons like in their 30s though.
Really? I mean, dude, it's all valid. There's no timeline on it. People can do it anytime in their life. It's just like, that was my own, you know, my own kind of, I guess, like MO where I was like, oh, no. Because I feel like I know so many people who they got fulls done. And that's cool because maybe they prefer to run like for 4 hours on the weekends. Like that's totally cool. But also the thing is, I think, Jamie, also my whole thing is, yes, I like running, but also, guys, the way, you know, it is with nutrition and with my life in general, I think that's why COVID's kind of been tough for me, because we're so isolated to, like, only what? A few people that we're able to see in person / like, we've been so limited in terms of, like, things we can do. You guys, I like to diversify my plate, my palate, and my life. Like, I am not someone who's ever done well with, like, doing the same thing repeatedly for one set of time. I like routine, but also, I think Jamie told you it's a Gemini moon to me that I learned more recently, that I like variety so much where, yes, like, I like to have structure, but also if I don't have, like, constant varying bits, like, my mind and body just, like, they get bored easily and just, they can't keep up. I need to have, like, different things to incorporate in to keep myself feeling, like, on it. I don't know. Just like to keep everything continuing. You know what I mean?
I could see that. I think I'm very opposite. Like, you're very extrovert and I'm very introvert, where I don't – with work, it gets hard doing the same thing sometimes all the time. No, because I'll be like, I'll tell my parents, they're like, how was work today? And I was like, I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't accomplish anything today. You know, things like that. But at the same time, like when I go on my walks, like I try and like do different routes when I go on my walks or things like that. Like I walked to my physical a few weeks ago and my doctor was like, you walked here? And I was like, yes, I did. And it was nice because I don't really walk that far uptown and I couldn't believe how quickly I did it. Things like that. Yeah. Nice. Even with like food stuff, like maybe sometimes I usually buy the same foods over and over again. And recently I've tried like some new things. I tried some new Trader Joe's gluten-free pretzels. I tried some. I've been trying. I realized, I told my dad the other day, I was like, you know, I haven't taken out from Wagamama in a long time. And I'm really in the mood for Wagamama. My dad was like, yeah, do it. But yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, like I miss seeing my friends for, like, brunch is a huge thing for me. Mm. And I miss seeing my friends for brunch. I miss having, you know, one of our friends who I'm chatting with later today, she used to come over my apartment every year for New Year's Eve. And we used to go out and go to karaoke. And then we would come back to my apartment and, like, pop champagne and watch New Year's and stuff. So, like, that's been hard, you know. But then at the same time, I'm also saving a lot of money not going out. So, I don't know. But in a lot of ways, like, with walking, I was saying to my Weight Watchers meeting, like you're saying with your running, like, I don't think I've ever realized how much walking I've done over the years. But now with my Apple Watch, like, it's so satisfying every time, every mile when it beeps. And when I'm done, it's like, you walked 4 miles today in, like, the last hour and a half. Like, it's just, it brings such a different light to things. And, like, that.
Jimmy, you said your result, and you said you're, like, results driven. I thought you already said that. You know what I mean? A little bit ago.
I'm like, very results driven. Like, that's
so the wearables, thing. Like, yeah, even yeah. better for that.
And
for
Weight
you.
Watchers is Weight Watchers in a way is very results driven. You know, you want to get to your goal weight, and that's the drive to you know, to get there and to lose the weight. And on their app, they have so many different goals. You get points for tracking your breakfast, points for tracking your exercise, points now for tracking your sleep. And you can use those points to get free stuff. So, or you can, like, you know, get coupons and whatnot. So that's another motivator. I actually just went back to tracking my food because, like I said, I kind of went a little bit overboard the last few weeks. So I'm back to tracking that and really seeing, like, what I'm putting in my body. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, but that's also important too. Oh my gosh, I love all this kind of information. But it's so true, Jamie. Yeah, for all the movement and everything too. Yeah, it's just, I mean, everyone's different, but it's just, yeah, like, I mean, obviously, part of me misses going out dancing, but also, like, going out here in Burlington is totally different, of course, than going out in the city. I mean, there's still great places to go out, but it was very limited. And I'd go out to certain places, like, salsa dancing was, like, one of my friends at the time kind of thing, and she was, like, big on all that, and I was, like, we had a lot of good local spots for it, like, at some great bars area here in Burlington. But things otherwise, guys, just, like, it just depends, you know what I mean, too. Like I said, it just, I like socializing, Jimmy, obviously, yeah, but also, I mean, I like to meet people. I'm saying also, like, I love men. Like, I'm not someone who dates all the time, and I've never been a serial dater, but I love men. I have so many emotional issues with females. Like, I love men, you know what I mean? Yeah. I like people who, like,
and I'm the total opposite, and I'm like, I don't need a man to help me in my life, screw dating.
Dude, I don't need one, but, like, I don't want one right now, but, like, at some point, yes. I mean, it's like, I'm saying,
yeah, I don't want one right now. I don't know what diseases you're carrying. I just thought, I was thinking about that on my walk yesterday. I was like, if I went on a date, I would make us both get COVID tests.
That's fair. People have done that, dude. I'm not dating right now, you know.
Or maybe I would do, like, a Zoom date.
Hey, like I said, I mean, everyone to each their own right now. So all I know is that, like, here's the thing. It's hard, I'm saying, I'll stream anything during these times, yeah, where it's been a change, I'm saying, because I used to see one of my really good guy friends, I'm saying, like, literally him and his son every couple of weeks. And we've had to pause that, I think, the last month or two, probably, I think, when, like, new restrictions were put into place, I'm saying, the virus kind of, like, especially in terms of, like, Vermont, especially, and, like, I know the city obviously got it before that, too, just, like, a new kind of, like, lockdown, right, that everyone's kind of to go through into, like, a part two again or something. I forgot the exact term. And all that, of course, adjusts just, like, who you're going to see and socialize, and just, like, bites when it's limited in terms of the fact that, like, I already feel restricted, I feel like, in terms of so many things in my life, and it's hard to feel like I'm more restricted in terms of, like, who I can and can't see, and that just, like, is emotionally frustrating. So,
yeah. But not on Zoom. You just made me think how, like, one of the things that I do with my dad is, like, we used to go to the diner for breakfast. We can't go to the diner for breakfast when we're at home.
No, but that's hard, Jamie.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, we'll do, like, there's a really good breakfast place that I love, and sometimes I order takeout from them when I'm there because you literally order it and 15 minutes later, it's, like, done. So I don't know what kind of magic they do there. But, like, not for Father's Day. There was one morning where my dad was like, oh, if you order breakfast from there, like, I'll order with you too. And we, like, ordered breakfast and, like, sat down and had, like, breakfast together, where usually, like, I'm the one eating breakfast before him because I have to work and stuff. So but you just made me think about that. Like, my parents even said, they're like, we haven't gone to a diner in, like, almost a year at this point. And my parents are very big diner people. So, or my mom's friend, like, didn't come to the city for her birthday, and we used to go out for her birthday. You know, she would come around Christmas and we would go out and we'd go to the Polo Bar or do tea at some fancy place. We used to do fancy fun things and, you know, and we didn't do that this year.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely a different shift with that for sure. I don't know. It's just like a lot of the like little things, little kind of, I feel like the traditional things, you know what I mean? Like just the time of year, even like you said, Jimmy, with not celebrating Christmas or even not having maybe like a lot of holidays for you.
Birthdays in person, you know?
Oh, good God. The amount, yeah.
My birthday last year was so much fun. Like I had such a fun 27th birthday. And then this year it was like, well, let's hop on Zoom.
Yeah. I know. So. Well, that like is that actually wait a minute, actually question yeah then you because okay let's not forget we still have like some time but I mean like think about because I know a couple people who turned 30 during the pandemic. It is what it is, that's fine, but like you and I've discussed kind of maybe like not one on the pod to discuss but like in general some like kind of 30th birthday like you know thoughts whatever. Dude, do you kind of like get concerned at all, your brain go like, oh no, I don't want to do a Zoom birthday for my 30th? If we're still in this state, I mean, I think we're going to be long gone by then, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, if we're still in like a state of be careful, then I think it would be, I think it depends where I am. Number one, I know a lot of friends who don't have the money to travel. So instead they do like a staycation and they rent like a fancy hotel room.
Oh yeah. That
too. A weekend. And I was just, as you were talking about that, I was like, oh, like that's an idea. Like maybe I save money and I rent a hotel and I like go to a hotel that I've never been to before. And maybe like I ask if three friends want to come along, especially if it's like at a resort. Like if I'm in LA, like there's so many resorts in LA, like that could be a really fun birthday to do. You know, like my friend did that for her bachelorette. She didn't want to really travel very far. They went to Palm Springs and they rented a house with a bunch of her friends and they got a house [S2] Nice. [S1] With a pool and they just like did all the activities at the house. And
that's it was so like by the bell. I love it.
I know. And this was pre-COVID. Like she really didn't want anything crazy big. And like that's something that I could do for her birthday. Like I've always wanted to rent a house in the Hamptons. And that has always been like that has been on my bucket list to do. And I like that's something if I'm still in New York, like that's definitely something I could do. Or go to Gurney's out in Montauk, like the super fancy resort, and do that. Like that's something I would do, or I would even do something with my parents. Like if my parents wanted to do something cool, like, you know, and something nicer, I would probably do that. Or I would be happy just going to the Polo Bar for my 30th birthday, because going to the Polo Bar is, God, I love the Polo Bar. Such a
Have they been closed? I mean, like, obviously they have been closed,
They're open for takeout. You can get very fancy takeout from the, guys, if you don't know what the Polo Bar is, it's Ralph Lauren's restaurant. It's in different cities, but it is like the fanciest restaurant I have ever been to. And the food and the service is impeccable. And I love it. It is an experience. I can't talk enough about it. It's so great. It's so worth the money. But it's like a place where you go for like an anniversary dinner, a birthday dinner. Some people go
proposal. There. I'm just
proposal.
Kidding.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you see a lot of like anniversary dinners when we go there. We go there for my mom's friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. We treat her to dinner. So yeah, but you can actually, they do some deals now where you can get like full meals and a cocktail kit.
Oh, cute. That's kind of fun to do at home.
Yeah. But so I would probably do that. I do want to travel. I was actually emailing with my relatives in England, where there's a very strict lockdown happening right now. They're in tier 4, which is basically like you cannot see any family, you cannot socialize, like you must stay in your house. And it's caused a lot of import issues in the country and things like that. But yeah, she was saying like they can't see their family and stuff. And I told her that, you know, one of our friends just got her passport and she wanted to travel this year. And I would love to take her to London. I think that's a great starting city. So I would also be happy just going to London for my 30th. But yeah, but I think it depends what's going to happen, but maybe the staycation idea is a good idea.
Dude, all that's cute. Jimmy, I forgot, like you haven't stayed in the Hamptons before, right? Or like Montauk kind of thing.
I've only gone like for the day, just driven there. Yeah, I've never actually stayed there.
I did a weekend, you know, like in Montauk a couple years back, guys. And like, it's obviously a great experience, but also like, it's just crazy because it's definitely just like, it's a very expensive weekend. Just like heads up. Like you're going to drop some major dough, because also like, I mean, the food is also phenomenal, but I mean, it's hard, I'm saying, to get around there, because also when you're in the city, you know, you can walk on foot, public transit, follow along.
You have to drive everywhere there.
Yeah, and you have to get cars, and it just adds up, man, so fast. Because every single time you want to leave, we stayed in, like, a hotel a little bit of ways, kind of, not like a ways, but kind of, you know, too far to, like, we could walk to the beach and stuff, but we couldn't, like, walk to everything, of course. And it's also, you know, it's kind of like, Jimmy, you know, probably lay out better than me. It's, like, spread out, of course, enough
ways. Very spread out. You have to drive quite a bit, and the traffic is not great because literally to go into Hamptons, it's like one way in, one way out. So you hit traffic pretty badly, depending on the time. So, but that's what my parents' actually favorite thing to do during this time is they take drives out to the Hamptons because they'll go during the week sometimes when like no one's there. Or they go like much later on like a Saturday when people aren't really going in and out and they just like take in the scenery, or they go to like, you know, Southampton's really nice to walk around in, and West Hampton is a much closer to, it's easier for my parents to get there, and they have a cute little village. They have a great little bakery. So yeah.
And there's always like cute little shops, yeah, in Montauk when we were there and stuff. It's awesome. Obviously, like great fish by the water too. Like I'm not like crazy seafood person, but like I'm not like a big seafood person, but like I guess I get like, you know, some fish I like salmon a lot. I like different kinds of what's it called?
Like cod and stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, like I'll eat cod and stuff like that. Like you know, like a will do kind of like fish here. Yeah, tilapia. Yeah, I like tilapia. Yeah, Jimmy, like fish taco kind of stuff too, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I said, just like going out in Montauk is also very interesting.
Greenport is a really cute town that's out there actually on the North Shore. It's a really cute little town. They have some fun little like food stuff and farm. It's a big farmland too out there.
Nice.
They have a lot of fruit stands and stuff. But that's a cute town to like go to, and you can easily walk around it. So I miss going to Riverhead Cider House.
That was out there when you go with your parents. I forgot
to do it. Cider House stuff. And the outlet malls, Tanger Outlets in Riverhead. The one in Deer Park is nothing like the one in Riverhead. The one in Riverhead is like so much bigger. So, but I'm sure there's stores there that are now closed too. So
yeah, that's the frustrating part. Sorry, it's a very frustrating part.
I just hope my local little coffee shop doesn't close. My favorite Long Island coffee shops. Soul Brew and the Bean cannot close. I love them too much.
The name is so awesome. Oh my God.
Soul Brew. Guys, I'm telling you, the best cold brew you will ever have in your life is at Soul Brew.
You got that a lot last time you were home, right? You loved it.
My mom and I will drive. Guys, I don't want to say where my parents live, but we don't live anywhere near Soul Brew in Huntington, and we will drive there. We will drive 30 minutes to get their coffee. It's so good.
That's not that crazy, dude. That's like,
it's also a cute town you can walk around in.
Yeah, that's worth it. Come on.
Yeah. But anyway, is there anything else we want to talk about before we get into favorites?
I'm trying to think, Jamie, I guess anything else in the year. I mean,
I'll see what happens if I end up moving. I'm going to put this out into the universe here. I'll tell you guys my plans. So clearly I'm not moving to Los Angeles. If you live in New York City, highly recommend negotiating a rent decrease if you can. The market is historically low, and I was overpaying my rent by like a lot, and I got a very nice decrease with some updates. My plan is, I'm going to put this out in the universe. If I do not end up moving to Los Angeles, housing prices are very good. And I had a very serious conversation with my father, and I am going to look into possibly buying an apartment if I can, even if it's a studio, just having my own little place.
Big deal to own it, man. It's good stuff, Jamie. I like that.
And if not, maybe I'll end up buying a car instead of leasing one if I end up moving.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, the car thing. Yeah. I mean, guys, yeah, I guess if you're saying it, like, here we go, I guess. I'm just, I'm not afraid to shoot myself in the foot or jinx myself. It's just like, I don't know, whatever. Okay. So obviously, guys, I've been thinking about moving to Nashville since I visited in April 2019 with one of my really good friends from high school. We visited. I am very strategic, guys, and I specifically chose the Run Rock and Roll Nashville race to run to travel to after my surgery, a year after, to kind of like get some time alone away from my family and see the friend, because I was really curious about Nashville to kind of check it out and see like potential, you know, future living situation there. Done a lot of research, follow a lot of different kind of like abstract connects. I've like reached out about job stuff there a year or so ago, but that was very different than, of course, life now. That is kind of on the table in my noggin, especially when it comes to like jobs and life and transition and all these things. However, also, Jamie, this is like new info to you. Again, this nothing is set, guys. I'm just like throwing it out there because like we'll see what happens. I could be in any city, but the tough part, guys, is like Jamie and I discussed, I don't want to pay for a car or deal with a car. Yes, there's so many pros and cons to like walking everywhere. Hello, I know Jamie also knows too from the city, guys. You know, trying to move and stuff and you have to navigate on foot, man, you pick one of lesser two evils. You know what I mean? But the thing is, the fees of moving plus dealing with a car plus like dealing with like trying to get to know like major traffic highways in different states, that's a different can of worms I don't even want to touch right now. So, side note, I am subtly also looking into Miami.
When you were saying like I want to be somewhere warm and you want to walk, I was thinking like, why isn't she like looking at Miami?
Amy, I didn't know there were walking cities. That's stupid. One of my coworkers is from there. I can chat with him when he gets back from visiting.
My cousin lives there.
Dude, wait, I didn't know
her wife lived there.
Dude, like obviously, you know, like hello, Knesset 305, but that's not the point. The point is just like I have other extended family in other parts of Florida. Florida's a big state, friends. You know what I mean? Yes. I have other family like in like the Panhandle area actually, and like my dad's side, and then I actually have like not like close, but like pretty close to my dad's side. Like, you know, like oh, like my cousin. I think it's my cousin, kind of. It's my dad's niece. She and her husband and their kids, they live in like a different part of Florida, A, and then B, like, I mean, I never thought I wanted to live in Florida. I don't know, but I definitely considered Miami more so because I always wanted to visit Miami. A, B, I was actually considering doing a Miami race before I did the Nashville one. Not even kidding. But the thing is, a friend the other night was like, oh, well, fun fact, people obviously walk everywhere in Miami. I'm like, are you just saying that? And she was like looking into some stuff. So I got to research. I don't know. It just depends, guys. You know, it's like cost of living stuff versus, you know, public transit, Jamie, like you just know. It's like it saves your butt when it comes to fees. And if it depends on what we want in life, you know what I mean? Because the thing is, a car, guys, is so important. Of course, you have a family and husband and kids. Like, yes. The thing is, I don't want to have to worry about parking and navigating a car in Nashville when, yes, there's a lot of stuff in the immediate area, but, like, even just for certain work and jobs, you might have to go a little bit, like, outside a bit. And I told you, I know when I visited, we asked, my friend and I asked a lot of the locals there. A couple of them are from New Hampshire, so we kind of met some cool, like, Massachusetts and New Hampshire pals, like, up somewhere down south. And they were just like, yeah, a lot of people obviously live outside the city because – it's cheaper. A, I get that. But also, some places, guys, in Nashville compared to New York City, you get a big place for a, like, decent price. So it totally depends. You know what I mean? Like, right. I mean, obviously, we've dealt with, like, that's not the worst, but it's kind of like, if you've handled life in New York City, you kind of, like, your expectations of life are a lot different because right. You've paid a lot for a little space.
It's the same thing in LA. Like, I was telling my dad, you know, if I end up moving, let's say, to downtown LA, which would be in walking distance to work for me, I probably would still get a car just because I know I'm going to have to probably travel, you know, maybe to visit my friends or maybe to go to, like, you know, even though there are a lot of things in walking distance in downtown LA, you know, what if I need to get furniture somewhere or I need to, you know, get bulky pieces. I need to go pick up a friend. I have to go to a doctor. That's not within, you know, distance and stuff. So,
I know, that's the thing. And also because, Jamie, not because of the recent bombing in Nashville. It's not funny. We're watching again today. It's not because of that. I'm saying why I'm questioning Nashville. But I'm saying I'm not at all. It's not even a concern at all, honestly. After New York
City. It's maybe not like a total walking city.
Yeah, the walking part is literally like, and the thing is like, and that's not like news to me, but I'm saying it's like my friend and I stayed actually in an Airbnb in the Gulch area, which is a very popular area, kind of like outside of downtown. And we could get mostly everywhere to walk. But the thing is like, it's different when it comes to like work every day. You know what I mean? Like we could do that.
It's not like a Boston where their public transit goes pretty far out of the city.
Oh, does it? It's kind of like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, I've done, obviously, the train in Boston a little bit, too, but on the T, but it's different than I know the subway.
Their public transit goes pretty far out to the suburb. They have, like, a Long Island Railroad in a way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I guess
some people on Long Island, like, live close to the railroads and don't have cars because they can take the train to, you know, different stations. But
that's the thing, guys. You know what I mean? So it's just tough to me. Like, you know, I discussed before. It's like we're in a part of our life where it's like, guys, obviously, I guess I see you guys to move when you're older in your late 20s only because it depends on the situation. But for me, I'm not financially loaded to just like move somewhere and like, oh yeah, I'll come back home 2 years. That's not the plan at all. I've never had the plan. I told you, like, my plan in New York City was like to be there for infinity and beyond. Like, I honestly never had a timeline on it. You know what I mean? Which is like, just like the, you know what I mean? Do you mean also because I'm saying like, also I know that this person in particular, one of my other friends, kind of just like helping me keep my perspective, just like, you know, think about things. Because also, guys, obviously, you know, wherever you live, obviously you can, it's fair game to like change your mind a lot. But the thing is, I'm a very decisive person. And like Jamie knows, guys, I think I've discussed on here. I literally went to New York City once before I knew I wanted to live there. And I literally only applied to one college for FIT. Only applied to one school kind of thing. Jamie and I both discussed that before. But it's just, I'm saying, crazy how most people, especially my family I know and extended people that I'm familiar with in Vermont, they're like, oh my God, you're nuts. And it's like, well, call me psycho because you know what? Like, I know what I want. Go after it. You know what I mean? So I don't like to waste time. And also, like, yes, keep your options open, but also, like, that shit, like, I want to, like, make sure I'm, like, you know, getting things done, like, super operational, like, dominate, let's go. So
right.
That's tricky part, but it's just also tough part, you know, you know, as we get older to figure out, okay, where do we want to go? And not like I'm going to be moving to like make a family, but it's like, you know, I'm not trying to like move and then all of a sudden like move again before if I happen to meet someone. I don't know. It's just like my brain is a different place, I feel like, Jimmy, than, you know, when we were, of course, we said before, I think, in our teens, figuring out college is different right. than, you know, moving, like I said, obviously in your late 20s. Especially when it comes to jobs, it's not like you're moving for school. So you have like no safety, almost like bubble, right? It's kind of like you're going as a free bird with no strings attached and you don't know what to expect, right. which is, it's so exhilarating, but it's also terrifying as hell. You know what I mean? Especially because when you're older guys, you have more fear because you've seen enough life and you've experienced enough where you almost like know what can and can't happen. And that's fine. Like I have some fearless in me, but also like I happen to have a lot of family members, people that are within my close circle at all times who are very critical and they are very negative thinking and I'm very positive. So I'm like, oh yeah, you know, like at the end of the day, guys, like we all know what's meant to be for you will work out. It's just so hard to be patient and I have no patience for myself when it comes to those things.
Yeah.
But I've also been waiting for 3 years to like be back on my own independence. So it's just frustrating. Jamie, you've been waiting for, you know, LA or not and just like how life has worked and just like, you know, depends on everyone, you know, for so many different things that kind of it seems right at the time and stuff changes. So I don't know. I just want by this time next year to be really like happy with myself and very proud of myself for what's happened, if that makes sense. I want to know myself. I mean, I feel like I've learned, I'm sure you too, like I definitely feel like learned a lot about myself this year. And I think it just continues on and on in life, but especially I think next year, I want to really know myself, especially before I'm 30, just to be like, yeah, this is who I am. Like take it or leave it. You know what I mean? Like too much internal self-questioning and stuff. I want to kind of like nip that in the butt very, very soon in the new year. And I put that on 305 thing. We all have to share kind of what we wanted to kind of let go of in the new year. And a lot of this just like, yeah, like own your power. You know what I mean? Feel good about yourself and operate how you want to. It's hard not to let guys, you know, social media clutter and other people's opinions. Because like I want people's opinions and I always want their opinion, but I'm not always going to take it. That's like part of life. You know, it's like research, exploratory research, but also it's stressful because I don't always want to make a stupid decision. And I feel like after what happened in New York and just how life is, you know, obviously already gone, not as planned, but that's life. It's just hard for me to accept that. How what I expect is not going to go.
This year has taught us we have to be more adaptable to our surroundings and our situations.
Yes, Jamie. That's yeah. End on that note, friends. That's key.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Definitely. You're doing great, guys. We've got this.
You're doing great, sweetie. In the words of Kris Jenner.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, back to our favorites. Get so pumped. Jamie, I've missed it. Jamie has a big list, guys. I think
my list is so big. It's like embarrassing.
Jamie, a whole episode on favorites will happen at some point in the new year. Just kidding. That would be
I have a lot. I'm going to do a lot for this episode, and then I narrowed it down to like a few for the next ones.
You, it's all good. You've given enough links before too. Like keep it coming, guys. You get people what they want. You know what I mean? All the content. Yeah. So, and also, guys, I only have, of course, maybe like a handful today. But then, Jamie, also, guys, fun fact: there's a lot of things like to be determined. I'm saying in terms of new products because I feel like now's a time when either just like trying new things or kind of like there's like some new fitness gear that I got for Christmas. I'm excited to kind of test out. Not like it's new stuff, but it's kind of like some things that I haven't, like different brands of things that maybe I haven't personally owned before, and then some skincare stuff and just like certain kind of like little life things, or maybe it's like I said, I got a weighted blanket for Christmas, so I want to keep that in mind to maybe pass along and see. I've heard great things. I just want to see how it works for me, so I can obviously we can share that, guys. It's all for you, friends. This is all like it's personal stuff, which is also can be fun to share for Jamie and I.
Yeah,
give it to me, Jamie. You can start. All right. My friend.
Okay, so I'm first going to mention a person on Instagram as well as TikTok who I've discovered. If you guys follow Caitlin Riley, she's gotten really popular on Instagram and TikTok. She does these different characters. My favorite of hers is the Wasp Mom that she does. She's hilarious. She shared an Instagram profile of a guy named Luke Millington Drake. He's half British, half American. He was raised in England, so he has a British accent. And he does these hilarious TikToks and reels pretending to be – he'll do like Keira Knightley going grocery shopping. And he imitates Keira Knightley. But my favorites that he does are – he imitates his parents and his mom is from the Midwest. He does an American accent like there's no tomorrow. He's amazing. He's so talented. He does that. My favorite thing that he does though He also imitates American tourists in different countries, which is hilarious. But he does this series where he plays these three characters named bruschetta, tortellini, and mozzarella. And they're supposed to be these like posh girls living in London. And it's the funniest shit I've ever seen. I watch videos like, he just made these up. But if you watch like the series of him doing it, they're amazing. He's like, Shets, what do we do today, Shets? What should we do? Like, amazing. He's amazing. I love him. And you guys need to go check out his Instagram and his TikTok. He's hysterical. If you're having a bad day, just go watch his stuff.
Are you on TikTok now? Is that how you see it?
I'm not on TikTok, but I think his name is, like, he gained a lot of popularity on TikTok. And then he went over to Instagram, and I think his name is the same. But we'll link his Instagram profile. I love him. I love him. I love him.
I kind of love the name bruschetta. I'm not kidding. Like, not it,
the whole thing is so funny. Like, oh, my – and, like, the accent and what he does, like – I can't even describe it. It is so good. The best one was he did American tourists in Scotland, and I sent it to my cousin because my cousin's half Scottish, and he's like, this is me talking to like half of my relatives. Like, I don't know
what to say. That's awesome.
The American tourists of London one was like literally me when I went to London for the first time. So good.
Jamie, you guys, we have some comedy for you. I love this.
You should also watch the videos where he imitates his mom. It's great. It's so good when he does his mom's voice. Anyway, so the other favorites I have another small business to mention on Long Island. There is a great bakery in Smithtown called Whisket Bakery. They've only been open for about a year. Newsday did an article a few months ago about where to buy rainbow cookie concoctions on Long Island, because us New Yorkers love our rainbow cookies. And this bakery was mentioned. They make a rainbow cookie crumb cake that is out of this world. And they make a chocolate chip cookie with rainbow cookies in them. But since my dad went to get these things, he says they're super nice there. It's actually quite an inexpensive bakery. If you follow their Instagram, they do really amazing custom cakes as well. It's a full-blown bakery, but they do these specialties. My dad tried their whoopie pies recently and said they were divine and really good. So I just wanted to give them a mention. And he said too, you can also call them up if you want to reserve something, and they're more than willing to work with you. And he said it's a cute little business. So yeah.
I love that, Jamie. I know. I'm familiar with this. I've seen a visual, guys. It looks delicious.
It's a mind fuck. Cause you're like, wait, this tastes like a rainbow cookie, but it's a crumb cake. I'm confused. Yes. And the chocolate chip cookie was like, that was even crazier, because it's a chocolate chip cookie, but then you open it and you're like, oh my God, there's a rainbow cookie in here. And like,
it's like a double stuffed.
So good. My dad said their regular crumb cake is also very good. He's tried some other things. They also have vegan and gluten-free options as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then I have four more. Sorry, guys. I told you I had a lot. I want to mention, I bought a pair of Timberland boots back in August at the Nordstrom anniversary sale, and I finally used them when it snowed, and it's going to snow, I think, again this week. And my goodness, why did I not invest in a pair of waterproof Timberland boots years earlier? I've had my Hunter, which are like, I hate my Hunter boots. I am sorry to say it. I've gotten to hate them. They're not comfortable. They make my feet sweaty. Yes, they are great in the snow. They're great in the water. They keep your feet dry. But the Timberland boots are so much more comfortable. Yes, they're heavier because of the steel. Most of them have like the steel toe in them. And I get it. They're really work boots. But we had some slush and wet stuff here after it snowed, and I went on like 2-3 mile walks in my boots, and they were so comfortable, and I couldn't believe, like, I was stepping in puddles and stuff, my feet were completely dry. Why haven't I bought a pair sooner? Just wanted to mention, classic. I have mine are all black, so they're like, they're very New York, but my, like, why didn't I buy a pair sooner? They were definitely worth it for the sale price. I know they're very expensive. Okay.
Yeah, but good investment, especially if you're in a walking city. Hello. Dude, definitely valuable in the winter, or like, you know, right, in between weather of like melted caca
slush.
Guys,
if you move to New York, there's two things you need to buy for the winter: a good winter coat and waterproof shoes. So yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Okay. The other three I have are, one is a series I watched. If you guys listen to other podcasts, you might have heard of this series been circulating, Murder on Middle Beach. It's on HBO. This series is one big WTF. I watched Wolf of Wall Street the other night. That was also a big WTF. This is a documentary made by a guy named Madison, and his mother was unfortunately murdered in front of their house on their street, Middle Beach in Connecticut. And it's not just even about who murdered her. It's about the fucked up stuff that went on in this family. Like, the craziest things happen. This kid is digging up dirt on his relatives. It's a wild ride. It's a wild 5-episode ride. And I highly recommend it.
Sounds juicy, Jamie.
You know who murdered, you're so sure of who murdered the mom. But then the whole series makes you question, like, it could have been this person, it could have been that person. The whole thing is very odd, very strange. I really recommend it. If you have HBO, go watch it. And then the last two I have are two gifts that I got. Well, Krista got me a really beautiful candle for Hanukkah, which I love. But my friends Elizabeth and Megan really knocked it out of the park as well with gifts this year. Megan got me a Daniel Ricciardo Formula One hat, and I am so excited. I have Formula One merchandise. I have a Reto Daniel Ricciardo hat. I want to put it in like a display case because the team is changing names. Daniel's going to another team. You know, it's going to be a rarity.
Wait, Jamie, that's so sad.
Well, they do that.
Okay.
But he's going to McLaren. McLaren's my favorite team. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. I was worried.
I was really excited when I opened the package and I was like, oh my God, it's a Formula One hat. So I love that. And then Megan and Elizabeth are twins. Elizabeth got me, I was just using it before we started recording. She got me this mug. It's a Corksicle coffee mug and it's so good. Corksicle makes, really great insulation drink products. So they usually make them for like wine and beer, but this one is a coffee mug and it's with Rifle and Paper Company. So it's a really pretty design, but I love it. It keeps my coffee warm. It has a to-go top on it and it has a grip on the bottom. So if your mug like doesn't slide if you put it on like a desk or something. So that's my go-to coffee mug. But she also got me this fun little work from home survival kit.
Stop it.
It has like the funniest things. Two of the things that were in there I was really excited about. One is a phone stand. I really needed a phone stand. And then the other thing, which I put on my work computer, is a little sticky. You stick it on and you can cover your webcam. And then when you need your webcam, you just slide it back open.
Oh, wait, Jenny, rewind. The first is the thing you said before the webcam, what'd you say? I was going to ask you about that.
Phone stand.
Yeah, Jimmy, is it like for your cell phone? It like holds your cell phone?
Yeah, see?
That is so cute. Because I was like, dude, none of us have a landline anymore. Stop. That's amazing. That is so useful. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's like a travel phone stand. So I was like, oh, my God, I've been needing one of these. So
I had to ask that. Super cute.
Yeah. So those are all my favorites for this week. I have so many more in the upcoming.
Oh my God. Well, Jamie, as you guys, don't worry. Like new season, guys, similar categories of products that I'm sharing. So don't get disappointed. I have some wellness products, like health wise beauty products and delicious, yummy scrunch things. Okay, so first thing, Athletic Greens. This, guys, if you are an athletic person or you work out a lot, you may have heard or you listen to the podcast Hurdle. It's also a great podcast besides our podcast, but Emily Abadi's fantastic.
Love Emily.
You guys, so Athletic Greens is an awesome, basically it's a greens powder. You put it in the fridge. It can be expensive monthly, but actually what I found out, friends, you can like subscribe, right? And then you can like delay, Jamie, for 2 months. So my next shipment is not going to come until February. And that seems crazy, but here's the thing. Like I mentioned before, yes, I like routine, but also to kind of spice it up. So my morning won't always be the same thing. Like, yes, I'm kind of using it almost as like as a liquid vitamin. It's like I said, it's use one scoop of the greens powder. You put it in this like shaker they give you. It has a whole kit they come with. It's awesome. Mix it with like 12 ounces of water. It's super easy. Shake it up. It has like a very subtle, guys, kind of like a pineapple like flavor to it, like greens pineapple. So it's not like a grassy green vibe at all. Like it's not like it's painful to digest. No, but it's like, it's still like, you know, still green, very much, of course. But essentially it has a variety of great vitamins and minerals that your body needs in general as a human, as a woman, but also especially as an active person, which is awesome. So it's actually, guys, once you kind of like subscribe, I guess, to Athletic Greens, it's like a monthly thing, but like I said, you can delay it if you don't maybe use it that often, or maybe you want to space it out because of money. Like I said, instead of it being the price per month, like I said, I got the first one, and like I said, I still have a decent amount in my little canister. They kind of give you this cool little, like, almost like semi-sphere bucket you put in your fridge. It's not too big, so it's actually a good size, but I delayed the other one to come like 3 months later because money, time, and I don't use it that – I don't have it every single day. Maybe I have it like 3 times a week instead of 7, and everyone's like, oh, you should do daily. But the thing is, like, I do, but it kind of depends on if I make a smoothie that morning or if I have other breakfast or whatever my day went. So that's a great one. And that I was considering buying for the longest time. They happen to have like a special before Christmas, and it came with like a bonus, a dropper, a vitamin B6, and actually has a K2 in it, so it's like potassium and vitamin B6, which is awesome, guys. You just like add it. It's flavorless dropper, get extra doses of vitamin B in it for you, and K2, which is a cool little bonus that came with the Athletic Greens, which is a cool little thing because, again, guys, what better way is it to get your vitamins in without having to take pills? You know what I mean? I'm saying it's like a great way. So I love it, recommend it. And I think I believe there's like a good amount of iron in it too, which is also very key for females. So awesome. Second favorite product, guys. I'm not sure if we discussed before, Jamie. Halo Top ice cream. Maybe we discussed it before.
Oh my God. I almost bought Halo Top last night, but I'm trying not to buy dairy stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, well then, I'm not sure if this like applies to you. This is still dairy, but like fun fact. So I, guys, don't get all the time. Obviously, you know, I'm Ben and Jerry's at heart. Hello, I used to scoop at the scoop shop here. And also like any of those kind of pints, like I don't buy ice cream a ton. My dad's dad, actually, my pops used to always say it makes more sense to eat ice cream in the winter just because like it's an oxymoron, but like it's a thing. So we used to do that. But I recently got the flavor, Jamie. It's Halo Top. It's actually part of their keto series. Guys, I am not keto. I don't do keto. Yes, I'm an integrated nutrition health coach, but guys, like the keto diet is very specific, and also it is not a one size fits all. It's very, very, very specific. And some people, honestly, check with your main physician first and your doctor, primary care physician, because for some people, it is honestly not healthy or sustainable or good for their body to actually even go through ketosis. So beware. But this is not, like I said, not a keto diet, but they happen to have like a keto series, fun fact, but I didn't buy it because of that. It's called Jelly Donut, Jamie. And I'm a sneaker fathead. I love a jelly donut. So it's like a flavor ice cream though. It's actually, it's like lightly flavored kind of, you know what I mean? But it's good. It's like donut flavored ice cream with raspberry swirls in it. You guys, it is so creamy. And like, okay, the texture is not like the same as normal ice cream, I guess. Maybe it's like a keto thing or just the Halo Top thing. But other Halo Tops,
like, it's a Halo Top thing.
Is it? Because you mean, yeah, I feel like other flavors
have the texture. It has a, it's a much lighter texture than regular ice cream.
I love that you know that, because like I've only gotten it maybe like 2 times before, and it's been like several months.
Yeah, we used to talk about it in Weight Watchers, how it has that chemical in it that like makes you addicted to it. And that's why they write on the box that you could eat the whole pint for only like 300 calories.
Yes. Yep. But dude, also like I told you, I've eaten whole pints of Ben and Jerry's in one sitting before, and that's like 1,000+. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Halo Top is very good.
Yeah, I don't recommend, like I said, doing all that, but it's up to you, you know what I mean? But even still, it's like, I got it strictly because the packaging is so fun. It's like a peanut butter and jelly kind of swirl, and like, I love a jelly donut. And the fact that, guys, like, the donut piece is like, it's not super dry, but it's kind of cool to have almost like a cakey sponge kind of donut inside of it, like I said. So I like it. It's a fun fact. I tried it last night, and I was like, a must, like, go-to share. And then skincare thing. So friends, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez launched her beauty line. I think it was just for pre-sale, guys, back like a month or so ago. I have been using that J-Lo Glow multitasking serum. It's good for like morning and night. I'm using it because my other serum, my Core Organics one, had ran out, and I was like, oh, I still have my Image skincare, which I've used for years, and it's still a trusted and true favorite, which has vitamin C in it, and my skin loves it, and it's great. I also just wanted to add like additional serum to kind of like switch off or kind of depending on the day. It's good for like morning and night or just like after shower hydration if you want. And it's honestly, guys, it's so insane to describe. I can't show you. Jamie's seen, I think, the bottle before. It's like glassish. You guys, the packaging in itself is so sexy and chic. It looks so expensive. You guys, it's literally the same price as other serums that I paid for before. And the quality is phenomenal. It comes out super silky smooth with a pump. And it just literally, it glides on your face like a delicate oil. But yeah, it's not greasy. I'm a big fan, friends. Apparently, there's some special olive oil complex in the whole ingredients. And the fact that, guys, Jennifer Lopez and her team, they've kind of hyped up a lot of it, but it's true. It took them 7 years to develop the product because she's also a fellow Leo like me. But I think also, you know, she's a smart businesswoman, guys. She's done, you know, she's launched fragrance. She's, you know, she's had music. She has movies. Like, she's done, I think, a little bit of TV, too. It's like, she's done a lot of everything, guys. And I think she definitely wants to make sure she's not putting out shit she wouldn't actually use herself. You know what I mean? And so I respect that and I trust it. And so far, so good. So just wanted to, like, put out there that the product called that JLo Glow Multitasking Serum is a great find, and I'm kind of into it. So, like, fun facts, friends. And then, also, Jamie, another thing. This isn't, like, super new, but I'm using it lately, and my ball's getting a little low, so I wanted to share. Jurlique, this herbal recovery mist they have, it's, like, just a signature mist. It's a very fun mist, guys, that I've enjoyed just kind of, like, using on my face, maybe, like, in the morning or, like, at the end of the day or after I shower. It's kind of, like, a fun little – it can go on, they say, like, before – almost like a toner kind of for your face, you know, before you add serum and moisturizer. I don't use it all the time, but it's kind of fun every once in a while to use. My face just feels very fresh and alive afterwards. And like I said, I've had it for a while. Not crazy old, but just like, you know, it's not like I bought it yesterday. Maybe I've had it for like 6 to 8 months. I don't know, but the bottle's almost empty. And just want to share because I love a fun mist like that where it, you always kind of question like, what is it actually doing? But it kind of just like, it definitely calms and soothes your face and it feels great. So I wanted to just give some love to that because also the bottle is like beautifully modulated, like a red to pink, which is so beautiful. And I'm such a packaging sucker where I'm like, oh my God, it looks pretty. But like I said, I think this was like a Christmas gift, honestly, last year. And it's definitely not bad yet because I've kept it in like a solid space and use it throughout. So that's my other favorite for now, Jamie. I have some more things that are happening that maybe I can share eventually for favorites, but we got to test it out and see a couple other things, obviously. Be some things that are non-tangible and tangible, like, excuse me, kind of stuff in general. Those are my favorites for today.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you appreciate this special season 2 premiere episode. Again, Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year, guys. Coming out on New Year's Day. Yeah,
so 2021 is great. I'm going to make a political statement and I stopped myself.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? Is it positive or is it super like one way or the other? Jamie.
Guys.
Well, dude, yeah, because he's going to be like in the new year for sure. Like it's effective immediately, like a positive, it's like 100% confirmed, yeah?
Yeah, what's up?
Wait, what do you mean? Isn't it definitely happening? Like is it January?
Well, yeah, but Trump's trying to get Congress to overturn the electoral votes because he doesn't like to be a loser.
Dude, he needs to stop though because this is not the first time. This is not the first time, guys, someone hasn't been in office for 2 terms. This is not the first time. We discussed it before. But also, like some people do not need to be in there for 8 years, okay? It's just like the way it is, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take it or leave it, man.
I'm excited. You know, Joe's got the vaccine. We got to protect him at all costs until the 21st. But, you know, guys, that's something exciting to look forward to, you know? There's hope now, hopefully.
Yes. Oh, but Jamie, also regarding the vaccine, guys, we can shout out maybe a brief little things. I know my sister obviously working at a pharmacy.
Yeah.
I know, guys, of course, essential workers are giving it first, like, for sure. But also, guys, like, I think everyone has their own thoughts on, like, vaccination or not. But, guys, get yourself vaccinated if and when you can. Like when it becomes available to everybody, I know it's kind of like being rolled out differently. And like I said, beyond the healthcare workers and first responders kind of thing, obviously like most of us maybe won't be getting it right away, but just like please consider definitely getting it because there's a reason that we all get chickenpox when we're kids and like measles shots. Like there's a reason there's certain vaccines that we
flu shots and meningitis shots.
Shingle shots, those kind of things. My grandmother gets that all the time. So
Yeah, and if you're over a certain age, remember, you know, there are certain vaccines that are for seniors that you should be taking. There's
yes
or not. But yes, I agree with Krista on that 100%.
Just do that, guys, honestly, because
protect yourself to protect others.
Oh, my God.
It's like wearing a mask.
Yeah, dude, but dead serious, mic drop. Because, guys, they've been working on this for so long. The fact that everyone's still going to have their own opinion about it, so be it. But the thing is, people are so long, like, oh, there's a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. You guys, things are happening. They made it happen. And you know what? There's two different kinds. So I'm not sure, like I said, how exactly it's all being administered / which vaccine is right for you. I don't think we have a choice. I think it's kind of just like you have one or the other, depending on maybe region, how they're kind of separating it and such.
Probably insurance as well.
Yes, for sure. But definitely all that. But guys, it's so important because I don't think any of us want to be in isolation for another full year in any kind of way this year has been so up and down and jumpy. Especially when it comes to seeing some of your maybe favorite people who maybe cannot be around other people during this time. So just keep that in mind. Because I know I have some clients who One of them brought me a gift basket at work, actually, Jamie, fun fact. I think maybe I told you, I'm not sure. But the other one couldn't because of their health situation. Like, they literally haven't been able to leave their house for a while, and this new shutdown because they've been concerned for a while, but, like, they were able to go out for a while. And now they just say they can't risk it. Like, they're too terrified because they have too many underlying health situations, you know? So It's a big deal, guys. So get it if you can. Do what you can. You know, keep yourself healthy. Mask, wash hands kind of thing as usual. But it's still not over, friends. Even though everyone says it's a new year, still, like, you know, keep that, you know.
Keep social distancing.
Yeah. As much as it sucks, you know. But it's like, yeah. Even a social person, guys. You just have to make sure, you know, you pick the right people to socialize with digitally. However you do, phone call-wise, FaceTime, whatever you do. Jamie, I do Zoom calls all the time. So, that kind of thing. Until next time, friends. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie. See you next time.